I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
So I have a little experience with this because when we first met, you had a dog in the bed.
But that was Bitsy. Bitsy is a chihuahua. And he only got in the bed first thing in the morning. He didn't sleep in the bed with me.
It doesn't matter. He was in the bed.
I nipped that in the bud.
Like that. And
he wouldn't even let the dog in the bedroom, guys. Like,
not true.
The dog had to sleep in the kitchen now. What's up, everybody? I'm Gammy.
And I'm her husband, Rodney.
And this is Positively Gam. Look at this. Now, okay, so guys, I have a new sometimes co-host.
That's right.
By popular demand. I don't know if my feelings should be hurt or what, but I wasn't enough. They actually wanted Rodney.
That's right. You know how it is.
How do you feel about that, babe?
I'm feeling great about it. This is real new for you. Another thing we get to do together. So that always makes me feel good. You know, I'm happy that I have this opportunity to work with you and that the people thought enough of me to ask for me to come back. So here I am.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're going to give this a shot and see how it goes. Now, just to let you know, guys, he's not going to be here all the time. But we're glad to have him when he is. This first segment, we're going to be talking about keeping the spark alive in a marriage.
Yes.
And we know a little bit about that.
But we have to do a disclaimer. We're not professionals and we don't.
And we've only been married for 5 years. It sounds like we've been
we've got the 2.5 twice, so we're good.
Yeah, we're good. So New York University delivered a dose of reality saying the honeymoon phase wears off after 30 months, which is like 2.5 years.
Yes.
An initially high level of marital satisfaction steadily decreased after that period of time for most couples, according to this study. So what are you feeling about that?
I can see how that can happen. I think typically people get into marriage for a lot of the wrong reasons. And if you, like anything, if you go into something for the wrong reason at some point,
it's going to be like, oops.
Exactly. It's going to, you know, the newness is going to wear off and then you're left with who you came into this thing with. And if you haven't done any, what we call work, then it's going to be obvious.
So, well, let me ask you this, Rodney, because for me, like, you were my fourth husband. And I remember people asking me why I even wanted to get married again, because we obviously are past the age of, you know, procreation. So we weren't getting married because we wanted to have kids and build a family. That part of our lives was over. And people didn't even really understand, well, what is the need to get married? Why?
Right.
And for me, you know, I like being married. I enjoy being married. I enjoy the partnership and the camaraderie, the companionship that's afforded with marriage. And for you, you had never been married before. So what was the reason for you?
Most of the reasons that you just mentioned, I like that too. And the opportunity to build on that beyond just a relationship, but a partnership and a marriage was, you know, enticing to me. It was interesting to me.
And I
think all of those reasons, but you're still the same person. So after a certain amount of time, the newness wears off, and then all of the problems that you had in the relationship are the problems you have in the marriage. Unless you do some soul searching and some, what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, just do some self-evaluation.
There you go.
And, you know, kind of take responsibility for wanting to make things better.
Right.
But, and a lot of people do that beforehand too. A lot of people will have marriage counseling and do some work before marriage, because this is the thing for me. I think people don't realize there's such a, like, this fairy tale idea about what marriage is all about, you know, and it's, people get all excited about, particularly women.
Yeah,
we get very excited and thrilled about the wedding. And I have to tell you, I love weddings. So we get real caught up in that. But at the end of the day,
even this being your fourth marriage, you were still pretty excited about the wedding. And I was like, just tell me where it is and I'll show up. But you were, you know, you were really excited about it.
I was excited. I love a good wedding. And the fact that it rained, torrential rain on our wedding day, I was devastated. I cried all morning. But anyway.
Let that go. But anyway, back to your original.
I forgot what I was saying now.
Well, you were saying people get caught up in the whole mystique of the wedding. And
but
all
it
that.
Really is not about the wedding. It's about the marriage. So you really have to, you know, be sure that that's what you want and be, well, I guess you can't ever really be sure, but be careful, be thoughtful, be conscious of the decision that you're making, because it is supposed to be a lifelong commitment. And that's a long time. Mm-hmm. It's an awfully long time for people that are talking about getting married at 21. And like, you got your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah, I think that's way too early.
I think it's way too early.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But to how to keep the spark alive, I think for us too, like, you know, when you get to be our age,
It's a big difference.
We're not swinging from the chandeliers having sex, guys. I mean, you know,
we're swinging from table lamps now. Floor lamps.
But it's so much more than just sex.
Absolutely.
And that's what people have to recognize, you know, because after a while, the sex may get a little old and you get old if you stay together. And it's not going to be just your pretty little face and your pretty little figure and his handsome physique. You have to have more than that in a relationship if it's really going to last. How about you have to really like the person that you're marrying?
Absolutely.
It's not just about, oh, I love him so much. Do you like his ass?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what helps our relationship or our marriage works so well, is that we actually like each other a lot. Like,
and we enjoy being together.
Right. You're my best friend.
We have fun.
I used to be yours before you added all these other skating people and stepping people in your life. But
still my best friend, babe. You're still my best friend. But it would be better if you would come stepping with me.
But that's what helps our relationship work, is that we enjoy doing everything together.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't always that way for me. When I was younger, I wanted to be with my boys. You know, I would be with, you know, in a relationship, and I'd go to the movies and go to dinner. But I really enjoyed spending a lot of time with the guys. And as I got older, that kind of, you know, it kind of changed. And now I don't really need that as much. I just needed somebody to share my life with and have them share theirs with me. So I think that's why our relationship and our marriage works so well, because you came into it kind of the same way.
Yeah. I think one of the ways to stay connected is to have like hobbies that and things that you enjoy together. Right.
Right.
Now, the major thing that we love, I didn't think anybody would love it more than me. I'm a movie fan. I always want to go to the movies. Rodney enjoys that more than I do. I didn't think that that would ever happen. Like, we're not going to the movies every single week, that's a problem.
Something's wrong. Yeah.
But other than that, I feel like we don't really have like a hobby that we do together, like something that we're passionate about. Like, I'm very passionate about stepping now, roller skating. I'm kind of obsessed with that. And we did say that we were going to think about starting to try to learn golfing. But how important do you actually think that is?
I agree with you. I think it's important. I think we bonded on a lot of other areas. So I kind of didn't fall in love with stepping. I roller skated when I was younger. I'll go, but I'm not as pumped up about it or as passionate about it as you are. You want to go twice a week. Like, I can't roller skate twice a week. Like, I'll go, you know, every other Thursday or something. But so you just have a lot more energy than me.
I do. I'm very energetic for my age.
To be quite honest, and yeah. I hate to say this, but you have a lot more energy than me, and you always want to be going and doing something. And I'm content just kind of chilling and, you know, staying in kind of our routine. And that can be a good or a bad thing.
Yeah.
Some routines are good, and some routines after a while become a routine, and it can be detrimental to the relationship or the marriage.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Do you think that there's been any big change in you since you've got married, or since you've got married? I know for me, I've had to do some changing over time in this marriage. And not that I didn't do it in my other marriages, but we're going to focus on this, you know, our marriage. So I definitely felt the need to go back into therapy and try to do some personal work on myself, because there was definitely an issue with how we communicated.
Yes.
And let me just say, guys, that Mr. Norris had to get me all the way together, all the way together. You want to talk a little bit about that, or is what I've said enough?
Well, you might want to expound on that a little bit.
Well, I mean, I just felt like at the end of the day, I was not really responding to you in a respectful manner, particularly, well, only when I was angry.
Right.
And upset. And I can be snappish and, you know, cuss. And I don't think I wasn't crazy enough to call you out your name, but I was like cussing and just yelling. And yeah. When I get angry, I get loud.
Yeah.
You know.
For no reason.
No, it's a reason. I'm upset. But, you know, your thing was you have to learn how to be able to have a discussion, number one, without being so emotional about everything.
Right.
And getting angry about everything. Even if you don't disagree, you have to learn how to communicate without everything being such a huge, you know, argument.
Right. And I saw for you that was a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
And that was baggage that you had brought into the relationship from previous situations.
Yes.
So it's just a matter of identifying it. And I didn't respond in that way because I'm not a person who argues.
Yeah.
But I'm also not a person who's going to allow people to treat me in a less than respectful way either. And that's kind of the middle ground that we found. Like, okay, I understand that this is how you communicate, but that's not acceptable to me. And we have to find a better way than this.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a work in progress.
Yeah,
I'm a work
it's
in progress.
It's nowhere near like it. It used to happen every single time.
Yeah.
And then I would walk off, and then later on, a few hours later, you would come back and say, I mean, you always thought about it, and you would come back and be like, you know, and we could have that conversation that we couldn't have earlier because you would take the emotion out of it later on.
Yeah. And it just works better if you can take the emotion out
right.
of things.
But you always felt like anything I said was an attack.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like, that's not how I meant it. That's not what this is. So let's start from that point.
Yeah. And I feel like even though I was doing that, I feel like I was pretty good with, I never had a problem apologizing.
You don't.
You know, because I typically, it doesn't take me long to like you tripping. You know what I mean? It doesn't take me long to realize that that's not necessary, you know, or when I'm wrong, to admit that I'm wrong. What about you? What changes do you feel like you've made or you've had to make?
I think I'm a lot less selfish. Like, I lived by myself for a very long time, so.
A very long time.
So, I, doing that, I had become pretty selfish. I did what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. And that was one of the reasons I lived by myself, because I enjoyed that freedom to do that. And I kind of lived that bachelor life for a long time. So, you know, even without realizing it, I had some selfishness that I had incorporated in my life.
In the decisions that you would make.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. And putting myself first. And those decisions sometimes hurt other people.
Yeah.
I think the growth that I've had in this marriage has forced me, not allowed me, but forced me to not be as selfish and make decisions based off of, because everything is us. So it's not just me. So I have to, every decision I'm making, every thought I have is based on us. So I'm always coming from that place in my decision making. So it changed me in that way. So I'm not as selfish because I'm always thinking of everything I do is based on us.
Oh, okay.
So that's one of the things. And I think, you know, I've become a better person, a better father, a better businessman, like everything I've, you know, because of that unselfishness, I've incorporated that into all other areas of my life. And I've become not only a better husband, but I've become a better person as a result of that.
Yeah, I would agree. I think the work that I've done on myself, too, is all in trying to make me a better person.
Right.
You know, and we definitely, one of the questions that we had was, do we resolve our disagreements before we go to bed? And I would say, yes, yeah. We do not go to bed angry.
No,
like
we've never done that.
Mm-mm. And we don't walk around not speaking to one another. Like we just don't roll like that.
No, we don't.
We're not even going to go a whole day. Like we.
Right.
It might be a couple of hours, but
yeah,
we don't.
And
because everybody needs space, you know, everybody needs space to step back and kind of figure out what's happening, what's going on here. But to just stay angry, that does not feel good.
Right. And, you know, we're not trying to paint a picture like we have this perfect marriage.
Oh, hell no.
But we don't like one of the things that, and, you know, just thinking about it when you were saying that is that the other day we were having an issue and I can't remember what it was, but we were upset with one another. And then I think I was upset with you and for something that maybe I felt like you did. And then maybe like an hour later, I came back and apologized to you because I just didn't. And I'm like, why am I apologizing? You know, she did it, but I just didn't want to linger in that energy. But it was something that I'd done in response to something that you did. And I came back and apologized to you.
He's getting the very confused face right now because I have no idea what he's talking about. Not a clue.
But I can.
But whatever.
I apologize.
He apologized for something that I did. Okay.
For something, for responding in a way to something that you did. But that's the kind of stuff we do is what I'm saying. Like we won't remain mad. We'll typically come back like, look, you know, all right, it's been an hour or two. Let's talk about whatever that was that we were upset about earlier. And
well, I tell you one thing that you did the other day. I was upset with somebody else. I was upset with another situation.
Yeah.
And I took it out on you.
Right.
And you picked up on that immediately. You recognized that it was displaced anger. You know, right. And that is number one, being very in tune to your partner and knowing your partner.
Yeah, you know? I know you.
Because I didn't even recognize it.
Right. And then, you know.
Because you had asked me what was wrong and I was like, nothing, you know. And then, you know, something happened and I snapped at you.
Right. That's the situation I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
And then
okay.
I snapped back, but I also came back and was talking about how back.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't linger in it with, well, you said that to me, so I ain't. You know, so it's that kind of thing. It's those kind of things that I think, particularly at our age, like it's, we can't be.
Right. You're too old.
Yeah. To be arguing and carrying on. Like
we are not in high school. We got no time for the nonsense. Yeah.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you.
Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There are certain obligations that come with the ring.
Yes.
And, you know, as a man or a woman, you need to, you know, make sure that you're ready to take on that responsibility of the obligations, because it's not just, you know, fun and games all the time. It's work involved in this.
Right.
And if you're not ready to do that, then just stay in the relationship and ride it out like that.
Right.
Because if you're a cheater before you get married, you're going to be a cheater in the marriage. If you're a liar, you're going to be lying and all of that in the marriage.
So, not necessarily, babe. I so disagree with that.
I think that if you're willing to make the changes,
yes,
you will. But that's my point. You need to recognize that this is a responsibility and an obligation, and you can't, you won't be successful bringing those personality traits into this.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. But I don't agree with if you were a cheater beforehand, because come on now.
I agree too. I'm just saying, if you don't change those
behaviors,
then you'll bring all of that into the marriage and it won't be successful.
Right. Just being able to sit down with an unbiased person just gives you an opportunity to kind of hear yourselves think about, you know, your ideas and your own concepts of what marriage is really about, and to just kind of make sure that you're both on the same page. Because a lot of times you're not talking about, you know, you're so caught up in being in love. Have you really thought about what living together and that kind of commitment really means? And you'd be surprised how different people think of what marriage is and what each of their expectations might be, if I'm making sense.
In what way?
Like just a different idea of what the responsibilities are and what that commitment means.
Okay.
Like how many people are actually sitting down and having the conversation about monogamy? You were just talking about,
yeah,
you know, cheating. Because it's an expectation.
It is.
There's some marriage. The standard idea of marriage is that we're getting married and you and I are in a relationship that doesn't include anybody else, sexually, specifically.
Yeah.
But you have to have that discussion. You have to have that discussion. You can't assume that everybody is in agreement with that for just that reason. And if it's not something that you both want, it doesn't mean you can't get married. It means that you need to agree and figure out what those boundaries are going to be in your marriage. Because guess who's in your marriage? The two of you. Not everybody else. But the two of you have to agree on what marriage means to you and be okay with that.
Right.
And that's any aspect of the marriage. When it comes to finances, people assume that the husband is going to be the breadwinner. That's not necessarily going to be the case. And so I just think, like, in this day and age, it's so important for you guys to be able to sit down and talk about what your marriage means to you based on your own standards, not what everybody else thinks a marriage should be.
Right. Right. There's no cookie cutter.
That cookie cutter shit doesn't work anymore.
It's gone.
It doesn't work for everybody.
Yeah. I think it's a reasonable expectation that people can expect that they're not going to be in a polyamorous relationship or marriage. And that discussion
has been because that's been the way it's been for thousands of years.
Well, without a discussion, I'm assumed that that's what I'm getting. Unless the person comes to me and says,
well, you know what assume means.
This is what I want to have.
It makes an ass of you and me, and you'll end up in divorce court. Have the conversation. Have the conversation. It's so difficult for people to talk about sex, babe. Even couples. It is difficult. It is challenging. It's uncomfortable.
It is.
But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't have the conversation. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
You got to be. We talked about that.
We did.
We talked about that before we got married. Is this what we really want? Do we want to be in a monogamous, committed relationship? We talked about that.
We did.
And we decided, yes, we did. We did want to do that. But we had the conversation. And I just don't think people are doing it. And it's important. It's important. What are the biggest reasons people get divorced?
Infidelity.
Money
and
infidelity.
Yeah. One in every two marriages ends in divorce.
Yeah.
So
I know.
The odds are already against you to begin with. That's 50%. That means if it's two people in the room, that two couples in the room, one of them ain't gonna make it.
One of them ain't gonna make it. That almost sounds like when I was in recovery. When I left recovery, they were like, when I left the treatment center, like, some of you just ain't gonna make it. And they were right. At that time, I didn't make it. But anyway, moving along, that's a whole nother subject.
Yes, it is.
We have some questions from some of our listeners.
Okay.
Who is your favorite TV married couple?
My favorite TV married couple is Carrie and Doug Heffernan from King of Queens.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right.
They are hilarious, and they are just regular people living regular lives, working regular jobs, and trying to figure it out as they go.
Okay. And,
I mean, it's real. So for me, I mean, it's a comedy. So of course it's funny, but it's also like real situations that they're in.
Yeah.
That.
Okay. Well, I don't really have one, but I guess if I had to pick, I would probably pick, I don't know, Phil and Viv from Fresh Prince, maybe. Or Rainbow and Dre from Black-ish. Would you ever go on reality TV? And if so, which one?
So the only thing I would go on Husbands of Hollywood, but I don't know if that's still on.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Husbands
of
Hollywood.
Kevin Hart. Yeah, I don't know if that's still on, but that would probably
be. Yeah, that's coming back, actually.
Yeah, I would do that. And I'm open to creating one if anybody has any ideas.
The Adrian and Rod Show. Or as you like to call yourself, Rock.
Gammon Rock.
Okay, so for me.
But you can't give yourself a nickname, right?
Well, you do all the time. So for me, it would be, and at first I was like, reality? I don't want to go on reality. But the truth of the matter is, it would be several.
Atlanta Housewives.
Yes, because I'm obsessed with Candy Burris. I'm obsessed with Candy Burris. I think she is so fantastic.
Does show
and
all the
so
time.
I just think she's a really smart businesswoman. That's my obsession with Candy Burris. What about if we went on Black Love?
Oh yeah, we like that show.
We like that show. Yeah. Black Love, we're here. The other show I would do would be, I love RuPaul's Drag Race. I probably don't know about the enough about the drag game to be a judge, but that's what I would be. Same with Legendary. I love that show. But the show that I think that you think that I really need to be on is Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, because I can be a little bit messy. Particularly,
I'm not familiar with that one.
Marie Kondo is an expert in organizing.
Okay.
Organizing things. You know, I would love for her to come and organize my closet and teach me how to keep my desk area straight, because my desk area is just always a mess. Like, I hold on to stuff, pieces of paper and all of that. So I think that I would really benefit from. And then I cannot. What am I thinking about? My top show would be Say Yes to the Dress. What am I doing? Say Yes to the Dress. I love all things wedding. I need to be a consultant for a day. Randy, where are you?
We don't have enough drama in our life to have a reality show, though.
We probably don't.
We don't argue and fuss enough.
We probably don't. But we do have some challenges that we have to deal with, like, you know, us living on two separate, you know, coasts. We're constantly flying back and forth. That's how we live our lives.
Right.
That's
right.
Been quite a challenge, but that's for another show.
And for the right price, I'll cuss your ass out.
No, don't do that. Never. And that's our show for this week of Positively Gam. You can follow me online at Gammy Norris.
And you can follow me at I Am Rodney Norris.
You can submit your questions to Positively Gam at redtabletalk.com for a chance to hear me answer them on a future episode. Also, help us out by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and by hitting the follow button on iHeartRadio. Stay grateful, y'all. Positively Gam is produced by Red Table Talk Podcast and iHeartRadio. Executive producers are Adrian Banfield Norris, Fallon Jethro, and Jada Pinkett Smith. Our audio engineer is Calvin Bailiff. And our associate producer is Irene Bischoffberger. Our theme song is produced by D Beats.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more.
more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.